Yesterday, we looked at the small school divisions for all district and all state. And today, we look at the medium-sized schools from the area. According to the Wisconsin Fast Pitch Softball Coaches Association, District 3 all-district team members include Richland Center freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher. She's joined on the team with Prairie du Chien's Claire Kennedy and Kylie Molitor of Reedsburg. Honorable mention players in the district include Ireland Shaka of Prairie du Chien and Lillian Mauby of Wisconsin Dells. And all state teams also recently announced for Divisions 2 and 3. And among them, they include Reedsburg's Kylie Molitor from the Division 1 Reedsburg Beavers, and also from the area, Kylie Fisher from Richland Center, named honorable mention all state after Richland Center's great season in high school softball. The state all-star basketball games have been going on this week. Yesterday in Wisconsin Dells, the girls took to the court. A member of the Division 3 South team, Tessa Chakowski-Higgins of Prairie du Chien, along with her teammate Tana Radloff. Cuba City's Dee Christ, Mineral Point's Ella Kroll and Lacey Lindsay, Emily Wiegman of Cuba City. Also Belmont's Morgan Freeman. Also playing in yesterday's game, Hillsborough's Carmen Erickson and Gwen Fredrickson of Kickapoo. The boys' all-star game will be played later on today. Events will get underway at 9 o'clock at Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells with a D5 game, followed around 10:30 by D4, the D3 game around 12:40, the Division 2 game at 2:30, and Division 1 all-stars play at 4 this afternoon. Division 3 will be represented on the South team by Lucas Ludlam of Platteville, also Jaron Ward of Wisconsin Dells, Reed Adler of Wisconsin Heights. Division 4 represented by Evan Larson of Fenimore, Eli Lindsay, Mineral Point, and his teammate Jackson Wenhausen. Michael Esser of Highland representing Division 5 South team, also Wes Krasinger, his teammate from the Cardinals, named an all-star this year. Landon Lipke of Royal, along with Carter Upana of the Panthers, and Potosi's Aiden Upana and Dawson Weber will be playing later today in the state all-star basketball games. The Southwest Wisconsin Conference recently completed its golf league. The 2025 champion was Platteville. They were just over Lancaster in points. River Valley, Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien, and Richland Center finished in that order in the conference playoffs. First team all-conference golfers from Platteville, Cole Herbst, a sophomore. River Valley senior, Gavin Davidson. Lancaster junior, Aiden Wilson. Owen Achenbach, a senior from Prairie du Chien, and Brady Mack, a junior from Lancaster. Second-team all-conference golfers, Nate Blaylock of Dodgeville, a sophomore. River Valley senior, Connor Grant. Jaden Mallon of Dodgeville, a junior. And Platteville freshman, Ty Simmons, and Jerron Blevins, a junior. Honorable mention golfers, Braxton Kloss of Lancaster, a freshman. Glenn Mast of Platteville, a junior. River Valley junior, Jesse Sentelbon, along with Jackson Block of Lancaster, a sophomore, and Owen Weigel of Dodgeville, a freshman. The Southwest Conference Golfer of the Year, Cole Herbst of Platteville. The WIAA Board of Control reviewed and acted on several Winter Coaches Advisory Committee recommendations impacting season regulations and membership policies at its June meeting this week. Four wrestling recommendations were approved by the board, including one that restructures the tournament series for the upcoming school year to balance the number of qualifiers across divisions, eliminating the regional round of the tournament competition, and replacing the Tuesday team sectional with an expanded team sectional on the second Saturday of the tournament series. The details for the restructured tournament series are available on the WIAA website. Two of the approved changes impact girls wrestling only. The first allows programs with seven or fewer total wrestlers to request a waiver to have the opportunity to practice with up to three other teams for no more than two times per week during the regular season. The second assigns four regionals per sectional during the tournament series beginning this coming school year. The basketball coaches' regulations were to possibly implement a shot clock and expand the tournament number of qualifiers to eight in all divisions. That was voted down by the advisory council and by membership rule, were not advanced to the Board of Control for consideration. Hometown in baseball this week, Wisconsin Dells will be playing at Reedsburg tonight, and Sauk Prairie visits Mazamania under the lights. Black Earth is at Poinette. Coming up this weekend in the western section, Hollandale at Blanchardville on Friday night. Arena is at Argyle Saturday afternoon. And Wyota will be at Muscadet. That's our next featured broadcast on the radio, coming up Sunday at 1. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski won Wednesday afternoon's duel of pitching phenoms with five shutout innings in a 4-2 win over the Pirates. Mizorowski bested Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens. The Brewers scored all four of their runs in the second inning, and they took two out of three in the series. Trevor Megill notched his 18th save, keeping his team 2.5 games behind the Cubs in the National League Central Division. And manager Brad Murphy talked about a sellout crowd to see what all the buzz was about.
The fans were unbelievable. You know, like, different buzz. We all walk in different shoes, so, you know, it's like, that doesn't really come into play. You know what I mean? Like, different buzz. I don't know. Sorry if I didn't have a bigger buzz. I was just trying to figure out how we can accomplish this, you know what I mean, and get a victory today and, you know, everybody stay healthy. And
Mizorowski talked about how he handles the pressure.
Excited. I think that's the easiest way to put it. I mean, like, there's so many nerves and everything with it, but I think, you know, the guys behind the plate, Willie and, you know, Haas, both really settle me down and really get me ready to go.
Thursday is an off day today. Then Milwaukee starts a weekend series tomorrow against the Rockies at home. The Cubs were winners, 8-0 over St. Louis. The Mets 7, Atlanta 3, San Diego 1-0 over Washington. The Dodgers 8, Colorado 1, Miami 8-5 over San Francisco. In the American League, the LA Angels over Boston 5-2, Texas 7-0 over Baltimore. The Athletics 3, Detroit 0, Cleveland 5-4 over Toronto. Minnesota 2, Seattle 0, Tampa Bay 3-0 over Kansas City. The White Sox beat Arizona 7-3 in interleague play. The Yankees 7, Cincinnati 1, Houston 2-0 over Philadelphia. Con Knipple became the first Wisconsin native to be chosen as high as number 4 in the NBA draft Wednesday. The Charlotte Hornets took the 6'7" wing from Duke and Wisconsin Lutheran High School. Former Badgers star Devin Harris was the 5th pick in the 2004 NBA draft. Knipple established himself as an outstanding shooter during his freshman college season, averaging more than 14 points per game while hitting 48% of his field goals, nearly 41% of his three-pointers, and 91% of his free throws. He was asked if he expected to go to Charlotte.
Having the interviews at the combine and then my visit there with the team, you know, getting to know Jeff Peterson and Coach Lee a little bit, it was really special. You know, they're really, really good people. And I felt that right away from that first interview at the combine. And so I'm super glad they pulled the trigger, and I can't wait to be a Hornet.
Cooper Flagg is headed to the Dallas Mavericks, who may have found their next superstar. The Mavericks took the Duke forward with a number one overall pick in the draft on Wednesday. Still to go, the Bucks will pick in round 2, unless some trades are made. Milwaukee looking to possibly get their lineup younger by looking at the draft. And former Badger running back Nate White has died at the age of 20 in Brookings, South Dakota. White was a 3-year star recruit out of Rufus King High School in Milwaukee when he joined the University of Wisconsin football team. He didn't carry the ball during his first 2 seasons in Madison. He had just transferred in the offseason to play for South Dakota State Jackrabbits and was expected to be a starter for that team. The cause of his death has not been released. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports. We'll be right back.